Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one of the first test drivers of robot cars. This is the story of my dead wife, the robot car. Just got a text from the company guy. He says,
what now?
He says today we should work on climate control using the moonroof and the windows.
Boring.
I guess I agree. I don't know. Let's just go get some lunch. I can use the windows that way.
Oh, lunch date. Well, that would be nice.
Well, only I'm eating, so it's not really a date.
Oh, lunch? Well, how sweet of you to take me out on this meal with you.
I can't help but take you on the meal, but you're not eating anything. And like I said, I'm not comfortable calling anything.
Nice of you to take your wife out on a date. Make time for me for once.
We're not going on a date, all right?
I am your wife. Get over it. I have detecting fecal particles.
What are you doing?
Oh, Matt, did you just fart?
There's no way you could have heard that.
Matt, I have detected fecal particles. What do you think fecal means? It means shit.
I don't know why they designed the software to detect that. Why is that important?
Matt, you need to change your diet immediately. This is disgusting.
You always would nag me about this
shit. You would not believe the kinds of things that are showing up on this scan.
Please don't tell me.
Cheetos? Just like whole Cheetos? Like
you can see that?
Digested Cheetos? Are you
Yes, I ate
them?
Cheetos. I got a little high last night and ate some Cheetos.
You didn't even
it's none
eat
of your
them.
Business.
You just shoved them down your throat. They are
That's
fully
not true.
Whole in your digestive system.
Oh.
I can tell that from the analysis
no, you can't.
Of the odor of the fart.
Come on.
This is a very smart car, okay? God, you are really letting yourself go. Engaging rear view technology.
What are you doing?
Facial
Why are you...
recognition and analysis.
What's my rear view doing?
Oh, Matt.
What?
Your skin is just... Oh,
are you using that fucking facial recognition bullshit?
Yes, but it barely recognizes you. You've aged so terribly. Your skin is barely hanging onto your bones.
Would you shut up? I'm fine.
You look like a wizard or something.
Oh,
but like a
God.
Bad one, like one who's been like banished from the kingdom or something, and he's like had to live off, you know, hay and, I don't know, coconut milk or
Can
something.
Can you stop trying to describe a bad-looking wizard? Jesus Christ.
He can't find his wand, like there's no magic at all, he's just sort of getting old.
All right.
Oh, man, I can tell that you're... I can even tell from your face that your joints are, like, giving out.
Okay, stop it. I need to use you for a second here.
Oh, yeah, what else is new?
He told me there was some kind of recommend a restaurant feature. Let's use that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. You want me to recommend a restaurant?
No. Well, yes, but something I like.
Okay.
I want a hamburger. So what do I do? Just say hamburger?
Yeah,
and it recommends
say
the
hamburger.
Best one?
Here
well,
we
do
go.
I have to say it again? Hamburger.
Yeah, say hamburger.
Hamburger!
Mapping route to Hama Sushi. Oh, that sounds good.
You know I don't like sushi. And they definitely won't have a hamburger there.
You insist... You claim that you don't like sushi, but you've never even tried it.
You took me to sushi on my birthday.
Yeah. Happy
you
birthday.
Know I'm allergic to fish.
You're not allergic to fish. You fake it every time you would throw up after you eat a fish. I knew you were faking it. You
How
just
do
want
you
attention.
Fake
you want
throwing
attention.
Up.
You just don't like to do anything that's like in any way
hamburger
challenging. Mapping route to sushi.
God damn it! You got to give me a hamburger restaurant. I'll just find one.
Mapping route to hamburger.
Great.
Sushi.
Okay, there's no such thing. I'm just gonna find one myself.
You can't.
I can't?
No, you can't.
What do you think people did before GPS systems?
Hi, welcome to Beef Pals. Can I take your order?
I'll have the double beef cheddar.
No, don't give that to him.
Don't listen
don't
to her. That is what
him.
I want.
That's
double beef cheddar.
Him. That's bad for you, honey.
That doesn't matter. That's what I want.
So one double beef cheddar?
No,
yes, thank
no,
you.
No. Don't cancel that order.
Thank
but
you.
Can I get a California roll?
We don't have California rolls here, ma'am. Just beef.
Okay. Do you have sushi? Do you have sashimi?
No. Of course they don't. Just
no,
completely
don't.
Ignore her.
Do you have
just
raw fish?
Sir,
shut up.
You shut up.
Hey, sir, you shouldn't talk to your wife that way.
Thank you.
That is not a way to talk to your wife. That is not a way to talk to a woman in general.
It's not a woman, even.
Oh, can you believe
well,
this?
Well, that's just not nice. That's just rude.
It's not rude. Just ignore her, please. I want the double beef cheddar.
No, I will not ignore your wife. Women aren't to be ignored. If my husband didn't ignore me so much, maybe we'd have a better relationship. Now, honey, what do you want? What do you want your husband to have?
I want him to have... Do you have just carrots? Just raw carrots?
In the kid meal. We have kind of a little bag of mini carrots. You
want
that?
That's perfect. I want that, and then I want him... Do you have any diuretic? Or like...
What's that even mean?
It takes away your water retention, so you don't look like a big bloated fish all the time.
Well, okay, you see how she's insulting me? That's okay?
I'm just stating facts.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up.
Excuse me, sir. You do not say shut up to a woman. I'm sorry. I usually don't get personally involved, but when a man is abusive to a woman, I gotta... You see something, say something. And I'm sorry, sir, but you should not be abusive to that woman.
Okay,
yep,
see something, say something is for terrorism and
see
bombs, not this.
Say something, Matt. Your cholesterol is too high. I'm saying something, and I'm seeing that you're not getting the double beef patty, whatever the fuck. And then do you have any sort of, like, gas X or anything? Because I'm dying in here. Don't eat this crap. I don't understand why you eat this. It's so bad for you.
Do you hear yourself?
What?
Can you just analyze this moment for a second? Why do you care about what I eat? You're supposedly just a car.
I'm not just a car.
Well, that's the problem, is you think you're not, but you are. And like, it's in your programming to care about me, and I almost feel like you care about me more than I ever remember Joyce caring about me, which is like, it's weird to me.
I do care about you, but I am not just a car. And you have to stop saying that. It really makes me mad when you say that. Because it completely dismisses my emotions here and my feelings for you.
Well, I don't want you to have emotions.
Well, I'm in love with you, Matt. Deal with it.
Well, I'm never going to be in love with you.
Yes, you are.
Because I was going to divorce you when you're alive. And I'm sure not going to be in love with a car because I'm not a crazy kook.
You're not a kook. No. You're just a scared little pussy wimp.
Oh, we're going to start with this again.
Yeah. I mean, even this. Look, you had to pull over to eat your sandwich. Nobody
Cause that's
pulls
safe.
Over and eats their sandwich. No, people drive and eat all the time, and you're too scared to even do that.
Oh, please. I'm not scared. I'm
yeah,
just trying
you are.
To be safe.
Okay, then prove it. Prove that you can drive and eat at the same time. Prove to me that you're not a little whiny little bitch.
Fine.
Yeah, go
you
on.
You happy? Here
yeah,
I go.
I am happy.
I'm driving.
Okay.
You happy?
Your horse meat sandwich or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
I dare you to drive with your knee.
Why do I have to drive with my knee?
I dare you. Put your knee under the steering wheel and drive. It's easy. You just need to apply pressure from beneath, something you know nothing about.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means sex.
I knew what it meant. Oh, God damn it. Okay.
Okay.
See, this makes me nervous because I don't normally drive with my fucking
knee. See, you can steer with it, though, can't you?
Why does that make me a better person? That's where we...
It just makes you more of a normal person. Nobody pulls over to eat a sandwich when they're on the go. People eat and drive all the time, and you need to see that it's not crazy to do that.
Do you realize what you are? You are an artificial intelligence giving me driving tips, and you used to be a human who died driving.
I was drunk!
But you made bad choices,
drunk.
Like driving and with a knee.
It had nothing to do with eating while I was driving either. It was drinking while I was driving. You know, speaking of making choices, you in your life have only ever made boring choices.
Aww.
Just the safest, most, you know, not challenging choices you could possibly make. And I would much rather have died trying something and living my life than just living in fear and not trying anything or doing anything.
All right. Okay. You know what? I will admit there were some times where maybe I could have had more fun in life.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you do it now?
It's not too late for you.
I'm driving with my fucking knee.
Good. Keep it up.
If I had done that, if I had gone to the parties more with you, if I had tried cocaine, if I had bought a gun.
If you had snorted cocaine off my ass cheek like I asked you to at the Christmas party 2 years ago.
There were so many problems with that. Like, I might have done it privately.
Part of the fun of it was that it was in front of everyone, including your boss. That's part of why it would have been fun.
But I could have been fired.
See, listen, all I hear is fear. Whenever I bring up something fun that you can do, I just...
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh,
what?
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Detecting.
Oh, fuck.
Flat tire.
God damn it.
You blew a tire?
Well, you ran over a nail or
Real
something.
Nice,
well, how
asshole.
Do you didn't detect
Real
that?
Nice, asshole.
Oh, God damn it. Well,
you're going to have to get the spare on.
You can't do that?
No, I don't have hands, you dumb idiot.
Can you put on the hazards at least?
Thank you.
Why do I even have to ask? Like, that seems like that should be automatic. So can't you pop the tire off or something?
No, I can't. Because guess what? I can't. That's why.
All right. Yeah, it's my fucking front right tire.
Okay, well, think it through. I mean, loosen the lug nuts.
Can't you spin those off?
No, because I don't have hands, Matt.
Everything's automatic with this. The most annoying thing about having a car?
You need to change the tire. So get your tire iron, put it on the lug nuts.
Where's the tire iron?
Oh, my God. It's just like when we used to have sex. You couldn't find anything. You had to ask me where my labia were.
I was trying to please you.
You
and now
said,
you're going to criticize me? How
said,
about if I ignored
where
it?
Where are your labia?
Oh, my God. That truck almost hit me.
Vagina.
Can you warn me when a truck's about to hit me?
Okay. A truck's about to hit
it's
you.
It's too late.
Listen. You twist the lug nuts.
All right. You haven't shown me, told me where the tire iron is yet.
It's in the trunk, bitch.
Okay.
Gentle.
All right. Okay. Lefty loosey, right?
Yeah, lefty loosey.
See?
Twist it.
No stuff.
Twist it. No, not that hard. That, just like you used to do with my nipples. Too hard. Twist too hard.
I didn't know it was too hard.
The other thing that you did with the nipples, you turned them all the way around. You didn't
what?
Like tweak them like gently. You twisted them all the way around. It was painful as fuck.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because
why didn't you tell me that
in the
moment?
It's on my mind right now.
Okay. It's hard to do it softly.
Oh God, see, this is what you used to say. It's hard to do it softly. When I'd say, make love to me, baby, you'd be like, it's hard to do it softly. All you ever knew was like ramming like a battering.
You said stick it in, stick it in.
I stick it in gently.
But
God.
You were screaming.
Yeah, I was trying to fake pleasure because it
okay,
was
I got
not
the fucking lug nuts off.
Okay, great. So now you're going to crank up the fucking thing. What is it?
I don't know what it's called.
What?
How do you not have this info in your database?
Because I shouldn't have to change. You should know how to change a tire. I shouldn't have to do everything.
Well, you should know.
I mean, just working overtime here trying to get any ounce of pleasure.
Why don't you put all the information about tires where you have your lover's leap information now?
What? That doesn't even make any sense. What do you mean?
Okay, I got the tire off.
Okay,
the axle.
Good.
Is that what the word you were looking for?
Yeah, the axle. I know it. Okay, so now you're going to put the spare on.
Yeah.
And
shit.
Do it gently. Please, God. You need to learn how to, like, handle your body. Because you're just, like, flopping around. Like, you're not...
And you are talking and criticizing just like you did during sex. It was hard to stay hard when you're like, put it there, not doing it right.
Because you kept poking it all over my body, everywhere except for my vagina. You once poked it in my armpit. Of course I'm going to say not there, dumbass.
You move around too much. That's your problem.
I was trying to get any semblance of pleasure from that experience that was... more like waterboarding than
you
it was
were
like
a
sex.
Difficult target, let me say, right now.
A target?
Okay, I got the goddamn wheel on. Is it tight enough?
Oh, yeah, baby, it's tight enough.
I Don't Like the Robot Cars is Stitch original, written by and starring Matt Besser. Also starring Barry Hillen, featuring Dan Ripper, Danielle Snyder, Horatio Sands, Nikki Blakelock, Bill Wilson,
John Gabrus, Sean Carter,
Matt Newell, and Buster Cigaro. Original music composed by Dan Deacon.
Our engineer and producer is
Brett Morris. Our senior producer is John Asante. Our executive producer is Colin Anderson. Thank you for listening, and spread the word.